Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
June 22, 1804, day 39 of the expedition. Camped after making 10.5 miles, somewhere near a large creek called River of Fire. The river has been rising for the last few days. No doubt this is because of the snowmelt at the headwaters of the Missouri River. These headwaters are the Gallatin, Jefferson, and Madison rivers in Montana. These rivers were largely unexplored at the time and were named by Lewis and Clark. The spring rains also contributed to the rise of the Missouri River. Devastating floods were common this time of year in the floodplains of the Mississippi and the Missouri. The Army Corps of Engineers and the Bureau of Reclamation have, in the 20th century, controlled the flooding with dams and levees. Captain Clark writes today,
"River rose 4 inches last night. I was awakened before daylight this morning by the guard preparing the boat to receive an apparent storm which threatened violence from the west. At daylight, a violent wind accompanied with rain came from the west and lasted about an hour. It cleared away, and we set out and proceeded on under a gentle breeze from the northwest, past some very swift water crowded with snags. The prairie is beautiful and extends back out of view. Captain Lewis walked on shore a few miles this afternoon. At 3 o'clock, the thermometer stood at 87 degrees, 11 degrees above summer heat. We came to on the larboard opposite the mouth of a creek called the River of Fire. Our party on shore were there waiting our arrival. Captain William Clark, June 22, 1804.
Summer heat was an arbitrary average summer temperature marked on the thermometers of that time. The expedition always had hunting parties out to bring in game or to act as scouts. It was common practice for a hunting party to be on shore, and they often made better time upstream on land than the boat did on the water. The hunting party would find a campsite for the day and wait for the boat to arrive. They almost always had deer or bear they had killed for the evening meal. The expedition made 10.5 miles on the 22nd of June. Tomorrow, wind prevents the party from proceeding.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman. Editorial assistance from Whit Hansen. Journal entries are from Gary Moulton's complete edition of the journals. Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is produced at Yellowstone Public Radio. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.